Welcome to installment 296 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 142, to demand repayment of a loan in the event one has lent money to a non-Jew. In yesterday's portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs, in prohibition number 234, we learned that there is a prohibition against asking for repayment of a loan when you know that the person does not have what to repay you. However, as we mentioned in yesterday's portion, this applies only to a loan that a Jew has offered to another Jew. When a Jew has given a loan to a non-Jew, we learn from the Rambam that there is a positive commandment to demand the money back when you need it, or when the time given for the loan has elapsed. And this is regardless of whether he has money or not. As the Rambam says, it's a commandment to demand repayment and even to trouble him, to force him to repay the loan. That just as we are commanded to have mercy on a Jewish person and prohibited from demanding repayment, we have a positive commandment here to demand repayment from the non-Jew. As he brings a proof from the Sifri that this is a positive commandment, as the Sifri quotes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 3, Es hanoch ritiges, that you should demand payment from a non-Jew. And as the Sifri comments, Zu mitzvahs esseh, that this is a positive commandment and in and of itself. This is a matter of some dispute in the legal commentaries as well as in Sefer HaMitzvahs itself, as the Ramban, Nachmanides, comments on many statements of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and has several disagreements regarding how to count the 613 mitzvahs. In the sixth of the general principles the Rambam gave at the beginning in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban gives his opinion that there is no separate commandment to demand repayment from a non-Jew. The Ramban says this is all part of the prohibition of not demanding payment from a Jew when he does not have the money. Rather, it expresses in this form to give it the status of a positive commandment rather than a prohibition. But it does not mean to give a separate positive commandment to demand repayment from a non-Jew. We have similar opinions from the Magid Mishnah and the Ravid in the Rambam's legal code. However, the Rambam clearly holds that this is a positive commandment. The Rakanti, as well as the Sefer HaChinuch, explain the reason for this commandment. After all, if the non-Jew does not have money, why should we demand repayment? One should not cause pain and discomfort to a non-Jew either. And they explain that the purpose of this commandment is to prevent intermingling between Jew and non-Jew. That should we refuse to demand repayment and have mercy on him, having mercy on him will lead us to have a certain closeness, a certain good feeling, and these feelings will be reciprocated. And this will eventually cause a certain amount of intermingling. And therefore the Torah warns us and prevents us from coming too close by telling us that we are forbidden to have mercy in such a fashion that although in other cases we certainly can have rachmanis, but we should not cause this closeness by not demanding repayment for the loan. We might understand the reasoning behind this commandment by understanding the general view of Judaism about the relationship between Jews and non-Jews in the world. The Jewish people have been created and were brought into existence with the function of fulfilling 613 commandments. However, before the Torah was given at Mount Sinai, all nations and inhabitants of the world were required to fulfill the 7 Noahide commandments, which were given 6 to Adam and 1 to Noah, and apply to all of their descendants, meaning all inhabitants of the world, even those living today, all of the non-Jewish nations. However, as Rashi explains in the beginning of Chumash, the creation of the world was not for the non-Jewish nations, The world was created for the sake, Bereshis, Bishvil Reshis, for the sake of the Jewish people. The world was created in order that there should be a place for the Jewish people, for Jewish souls, neshamas, in bodies, to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. There had to be a world for this. And their existence, the existence of the world, is secondary to the existence of the Jewish people. Why is it that it does not say that the world was created for the non-Jewish nations to fulfill their seven mitzvahs? The reason is that the very nature of the seven Noahide commandments is different from the nature of the 613 commandments. The 613 commandments given to the Jewish people were given to the Jewish people because Hashem wanted Neshamas Yisrael, the Jewish souls, and He wanted them and wants them to have strengthen their connection and reveal their connection by fulfilling His commandments here on earth, thereby making a dwelling place for God in the coarse physical world. The seven commandments are of a different nature altogether. The seven commandments, Noahide commandments, were made to, given to the non-Jewish nations in order to make the world a better place, in order to make the world civilized, in order that the Jewish people should be able to fulfill their commandments peacefully and without interruption and without difficulty. Therefore, when God commanded the non-Jewish nations to fulfill their seven commandments, He did so not because He wanted the commandment itself. He wanted them to fulfill the commandment for a second. This is secondary to His real purpose, which the real purpose is having the Jewish people fulfill their commandments. When He gave the Torah on Mount Sinai, this was for the purpose itself, for the Jewish people to fulfill mitzvahs. And so too, everything which Hashem gives to a person, all of their wealth, all of their money, their health, and so on, is in order for the person to properly fulfill this command, these commandments, and strengthen their bond to Hashem. The non-Jewish nations are simply to assist in that function. Therefore, when a Jew should need repayment, to bring it back to our law, should need repayment for a loan which he has given to a non-Jew, he has no excuse to have the non-Jew hold on to the money and not demand repayment. The very purpose of the money which he was given was to fulfill the commandment of Hashem. Not only that, the creation of the non-Jew himself was to help him fulfill the commandments of Hashem. So why should he be prevented from using this money, which he must be using for the purpose of Avedis Hashem, for fulfillment of mitzvahs, and allow it in the hand of the non-Jew? This is the opposite of the purpose of his creation. Therefore, the Torah tells us we must reclaim the money. We must take it back from the non-Jew as soon as possible, after the time period, of course, for the repayment of the loan has elapsed. To explain this point just one step deeper, Chassidic's philosophy explains that when we say that a person has been given a portion in the world to purify, this refers first and foremost to any physical object he comes in contact with, and any place he might find himself. And so too, the money which God has bestowed upon a person has been given to him for the sake of elevating it, for using it for holy purposes, and revealing its holy essence. Therefore, Chassidus explains, we should not envy another person's wealth, because the person's wealth, his money and his possessions, belong to him, and this is something which he was given in order to purify. As we explained in the prohibition, Lei Sisave and Lei Sachmeit, previously in the Rambam, that you should not envy another one's possessions, because this obviously has been given to him, since it is his job for his neshama to elevate this particular object. And so too, the money which you have been given is something which you have to purify and you have to utilize properly. And another person's money, that's their test, that they must use properly. But once the money has been given to you, you must use it as soon as possible to elevate it and bring it to its proper end and utilize it for its proper function. Therefore, although you are allowed to lend the money to the non-Jew, once the time period has elapsed, you are required to use this money for its proper purpose. It was given to you to serve Hashem, and therefore you must demand it back from him in order to fulfill your mitzvah. And even though he might need it to fulfill his seven mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs, although essential for proper functioning of the world are nevertheless a different kind of mitzvah. The 613 mitzvahs are mitzvahs connecting the essence of the Jewish people to the essence of Hashem, and are commandments in and of themselves. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. For more information, or to dedicate a shir, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.